This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
What is going on, guys, and welcome to another episode of the Anime Boys podcast. Yo, and I got another one for you guys today, and it's just me. It's just me hanging out today. I am not with Abe, Jay, Rose, Reed and Rose. I don't think I've ever said it in that pattern like that. But yeah, it's another one by me, and like I said the last episode, if you guys checked it out, we're back on the train. I'm going to make sure that we get episodes out every week, because I see a lot of you guys watching episodes, like listening to episodes, and you know, and if you come here for your, like, for a good listen, or you're here to, like, catch up on anime or discover new anime, I'm really, really grateful for that. So like I said, I want to get more episodes out, and I want to continue to be on this train, because I talked a lot about just staying focused, and that's what I'm trying to do, and it feels good. It's going to be another quick little episode. A lot of there's been a lot of stuff coming out, which I feel like I'll talk about in future episodes, like, and I don't know, we've talked about it on past. There's one thing I do want to bring up before, like, I think the main topic of this episode is going to be we've talked about it on past episodes, and Reed's kind of like the Pokemon guy. The Pokemon anime is on another fucking level now. And I didn't ever realize it. Like, I have, and I've seen clips of it, but the more clips I see, I'm like, why am I not watching this? Why am I not? I know, like, there's a new series coming out really soon called the Master 8, which is like the 8, guess the strongest in the universes, or whatever that anime is based, like, whatever that anime universe takes place in. And Ash is, like, part of that now. And like I said, there's like 10 different series now, and I know it's all on the Pokemon app, but I been seeing a lot of clips about it. So if any of you guys know about the Pokemon animes that have come out in the recent year and the new one that's coming out, let me know. Let me know if it's good. It looks good. I don't know. Basically, it looks good. I'm excited for it. The clips I've seen are awesome. So I do want to, and I know I talk a lot about One Piece, because One Piece is probably one of my favorite animes in the world. And I think the reason it's one of my favorite animes is because, one, it's been going on for 20, 25 years now. But you're able to tell this story for so long and continuously keep it canonized. I know, like, and there's a lot of stuff, like, there's a lot of plot holes in One Piece. I'm going to start there. Let's start there really quick with my One Piece talk. There's a lot of plot holes in One Piece, but they eventually get answered. And when I say that, like, because like I said, it's been going on for 20 years. Of course, when you're writing a story like that, to keep it connected is very, very, very fucking hard. But what Oda's done is he's created this straight story about, you know, he can continue to add value to characters. And a lot of, you know, what he's doing now, because I do feel like One Piece is getting wrapped up really soon. There's a lot of arcs that you watch back in the day that now foreshadow things that happen now. But people are like, oh, I never liked that arc growing up. I didn't like that one. But now it's playing this giant, giant role in it. I'm going to play a video really quick that kind of explains a lot of, like, where we're at now in the story. Because I've talked a little bit about what's been going on in the manga recently, and you, like, so you find out Luffy doesn't have the Gomu Gomu no Mi, which is like his rubber body, which everyone knows Luffy for. He's the boy made of rubber. But what you find out now, he has a god fruit, the sun god Nika fruit. But when there was stuff said in the series where, like, the world government's like, oh, they've always known about the fruit. So it's like, if they've always known about this, like, the fruit that's supposed to be, like, overpowered. Why didn't they stop him when he was weaker? They knew he had that fruit, but it was called something else. They knew that. So I'm going to play something that someone was talking about. Basically, they were like, okay, chapter 1044 is where we found out Luffy has like this god fruit. And the world government is pretty much saying in the same panels that they're like, oh, the fruit was changed names. We've always known. But it's like, if you knew about that, why didn't you do it? And that's a huge plot hole. I'll let the video play.
This is apparently why One Piece is ruined. So I saw this post on TikTok and a lot of people tagged me in it. And this guy basically says One Piece is ruined after 1044. And he says it makes zero sense for the world government to know that Luffy's fruit is the god fruit, 2, do nothing about it while he was in the East Blue, and 3, when he is at Marineford, not to tell anyone so they could stop him. This plot hole alone ruins the story. One Piece fans will defend it, but they are biased. Also, being the sun god fruit, but being rubber is hilarious. Okay, hold up. Number 1, the story isn't finished, okay? There is still going to be answers to this plot hole, 100%. There have been times when there's been plot holes in One Piece that have just been unanswered, and then they've been answered later on, so that plot hole wasn't a plot hole anymore, if that makes any sense. The story of One Piece is unfinished, so a lot of plot holes that still remain in the series, like for example Blackbeard having 2 devil fruits, those will be answered with due time. Now here's me being unbiased. If Oda ends the series and doesn't tackle this issue, then yeah, that will...
Yeah, so he kind of goes on to basically say that, like, if Oda doesn't answer these plot holes, it's sad. And the things you got to realize, he was 100% right, like with the... He was reading... The person who posted this TikTok was... And I love him on TikTok. You guys should follow him. He's the one Straw Hat. He talked a lot about One Piece. But, like, what he was reading was pretty much, like, what I was just saying. Like, you have these giant powers. And this happens a lot in anime, with, like, Goku, Ultra Instinct, and Naruto getting a Baryon mode. You have these, like... MCs that like start to get these like power ups. It's like, you better fucking explain that, why it didn't happen. And like with Goku and Ultra Instinct and Naruto and Baryon mode, you can explain that. But with the way this was set up with Luffy kind of getting his Ultra Instinct, it's like, if the world government already knew about it, why didn't they stop him at Marineford? Like he was saying, don't know. But what Oda has shown us for so long, that he can answer any story. Like, I'm excited to see what he's going to talk about Shanks. There's a lot of things that, like, oh, Shanks could have done this, Shanks could have done that, and, like, I'm excited to see how he's going to wrap that up, and I'm excited to see how Oda's going to explain this. I feel like it's going to be... My theory is going to be, like, the world government was, like, he has to awaken it. We don't think he's going to be this, you know... I want to word it right. Like, they're like, because the way it happens, you have to awaken it, you have to die, or you have to be on the brink of, as we understand awakenings of devil fruits, where you have your devil fruit power, and then it'll be awakened to something else. But you have to be on the brink of death for it to do that. That's pretty much what we've gotten in One Piece right now. Maybe the world government was like, oh, he's not a threat right now. We don't know. I don't know. So like I said, I'm kind of trying to justify it. So like I said, I'm excited what Oda is going to do for that. But that's also like why I love One Piece. They're like with him kind of having these plot holes, and then he finds a way to bring it back. And it's like, it's exciting to see that, because it's like, you, it's just good fucking storytelling. Let's talk about this new episode of One Piece that just came out. It's 1116. And then I'll talk about the manga, the new chapter that just came out as well. So we're talking all One Piece today. It is the One Piece podcast anime boys segment today. So chapter 1116 came out, and pretty much you have Luffy. And like I said in the last episode, you have Luffy, Kid, Law, Zoro. Everybody's on the rooftop right now. They're about to fight Big Mom and Kaido. One thing that I really liked about this episode, first, Kaido is a fucking menace. You gotta realize that Kaido, as of right now, where we're at in the verse, is the strongest character. You have all of these, like, really powerful pirates in the verse, and Kaido is in his base form. He's not turned into a dragon, and he's not, like, in his awakened fruit form. He's in base form while all these people are going at him. But one thing I liked about this, and this episode, is when they're fighting Kaido, when Luffy's fighting Kaido, and he's able to finally hurt him. Because if you remember in the beginning of Wano, which I found out Wano is the longest arc of One Piece we've gotten so far. We've been fucking reading these chapters for fucking 3 years almost now, anime for 2 years. It's insane. But you remember, Luffy could not hurt Kaido in their first battle because he didn't have the proper haki to break his strong skin. So what Luffy had to learn is when he lost to Kaido the first time to where we're at now is that he had to get Ryu, which is like a different form of haki, very known in Wano. You see that where he finally hits Kaido and Kaido's like, how the fuck did he get through to my thick skin? Like, how did he do that? And then we have this like really great scene where like Kaido's like, oh, is he now part of this select few of people that can actually hurt me? And I liked the select few. You had Whitebeard, you had Odin, you had Shanks, which we don't even still know about what Shanks is. We only know that he can now go against Kaido, which we did know in Marineford that Shanks stopped Kaido. Like, I will say that. But it's like, we still don't know what Shanks' power is. We know it's strong enough to beat Kaido. And then you had Rocks. Remember, Rocks was Rocks DeBeck, which is like he was the captain of this really bad, like one of like the first major pirate groups. Would have had Whitebeard, had Big Mom, had Kaido. That's how they all kind of came to be. And Garp was the only one that could stop them. But now you know that Rocks was on, like on the level to defeat Kaido, that he can hurt him. So it was cool to see that Kaido like recognizes it. He recognizes that Luffy can now beat him. And what you see throughout the episode is that like. Because, and also Big Mom is there too, which is cool. I feel like they had to do that story wise. They had to put both Yonkos together to like, because if they would have like, because he already fought Big Mom, but he didn't beat her. And then Kaido, now let's say he had to fight Big Mom again after this, it would just, we'd be fucking watching One Piece for 30 years after this, which I don't have a problem with, but it's like, that's why they had to put these two Kaido, like these two Yonkos together during this fight. Big Mom is just kind of like, oh, like, no, Kaido, we got to kill them. But you can see in Kaido's like, his stature, or not his stature, but the way he's like moving and talking, he's like, yo, I actually want to see now. I want to see what is going to happen. And I think that is early, because this battle that we're like Kaido versus Luffy is what's about to happen. It's going to go on for a very long time. But what is going to start to happen, I think Kaido respects Luffy. And he's like, I really need to see this through. Because what we've discovered a lot in recent chapters that come out in One Piece, that Kaido didn't always used to be evil, because he's Yonko, he's Emperor of the Sea, you know, he enslaved people, he's done weapons trade, all that shit. But like, what we've seen in past, like in these chapters coming out, that couple flashbacks to Kaido, that he doesn't always used to be evil. If we've talked about it before on the podcast, there is a term called Joy Boy. Joy Boy lived in the Void Century in One Piece. And we still don't know, but it's like he was just like the savior. He saved the slaves from the Celestial Dragons, which is like the world government gods, or whatever they call themselves, gods. But what Joy Boy was like a title, and like what we're leading to is that like Luffy is Joy Boy, is a reincarnation style of Joy Boy. But at one point, Kaido thought he was Joy Boy in these flashbacks we get in later chapters. So I feel like, and then he realizes he's not, and is kind of like depressed, and that's why he's kind of turned to this evil monster. But I feel like now that he sees Luffy and he's able to fight him, I think it can go both ways, where it's like Kaido's like, oh, maybe he's Joy Boy, and he comes to the terms of the fact like, hey, at least there is a Joy Boy, and he's just gonna fight Luffy up and like for all like the next fucking 50 chapters, you know what I mean, like kind of testing him. Now, what I will say, and I kind of just said it right, I kind of brought it up a minute ago, Kaido is fighting in fucking base form. Kaido is fighting in base form right now. And Luffy, in this battle, goes to the highest mark that he has, gear 4. And then you have Kid that does the same thing, and Law that does the same thing. That is fucking nuts to me. That Kaido can still, that they have to go to their extremes to fight Kaido. But now what I will say is that, like, Luffy is going to fight Kaido, and the little spoilers for the chapters, there's going to be 4 or 5 fights, because Luffy will get down, get back up, knock down, get back up. And Kaido seems to always just like have this new form and keep going, and makes him like this fucking monster now. That is like, and I keep bringing up Shanks, it's like, if Kaido can keep doing this, like, oh, new form, I'm still up, like, what the fuck does Shanks have that he was able to stop Kaido and That just blows my mind. But there was a new chapter that came out. Was 1048 that released today as I'm recording it, recording this episode. And fucking Kaido, like I said, Kaido got a new form. And I'll play a little video of them kind of breaking down what Kaido's form is.
I want to talk about Kaido's new form. And this video is obviously going to contain spoilers from the latest chapter, chapter 1048. So you might not want to watch this.
But we do.
So apparently, Kaido has an ability where he can set himself on fire. And it's called Flaming Drum Dragon. Now, this is the scanlation, so we don't know if that's the official name. We'll have to wait until Sunday. But in this form, you cannot touch him because he will literally burn you. Which we see Luffy get burned. Luffy was grabbing him. He turns this form on, and then Luffy's hand immediately burns. So it's the ultimate defense plus the ultimate offense. But listen, for more One Piece content, anime content, make sure you follow me on TikTok. Subscribe to my YouTube channel.
First of all, make sure to follow him. I love him. I love him on TikTok. It's the one straw hat. He does and breaks down things, he breaks down things perfectly. Sorry, he's got a text. That was a little wild, but I love it. Yeah, like I said, you kind of got this new fucking form. And the forms that we've seen in this fight with Luffy up to chapter 1048, he has Kaido has a hybrid form, and then he's got like the full dragon form, the hybrid form, and then I guess now he's got this flame form. Do I like it? Yes, but it's so funny to see, like, when you see, like, animes, like, you see the main character, they're always going up. They're always, like, okay, new form, Ultra Instinct, blah, blah, blah. Luffy, Gear 4, okay, Gear 5, he's the sun god, you know, blah, blah, blah. I don't really see a lot of villains keeping up with that, but I guess Kaido, like I said, is a different type of villain that we've seen, that I've seen, like, in anime. So, I don't know, man, I'm really, 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 really excited to kind of see where the next chapters go. I do think that it is wrapping up very, very soon. So we will just like have to wait and see. Like I said, I think it's getting exciting. And one thing I really, really love about One Piece, and I've talked about it a lot, is the like these great fight scenes and new things keep popping up. And like when they announced. And I've talked about it before on like other episodes. Like when they said that Luffy was the sun god, you know, Nika, you were like, oh, that's so crazy. But it's like you had to go back to one of the first seasons of the first chapters and arcs of One Piece that like Oda was foreshadowing the shit out of that. And that's so crazy to me because the one arc I'm talking about is Skypiea. I mean, you guys, have anybody watched One Piece? Have you seen Skypiea? Like you need to go back and watch that. Go back and watch that because there's so many like hints and it all makes sense of what's happening now. Of like, hey, the gods. But this also brings up my point that I was talking to a friend about the other day. I think at one point Oda was going to end One Piece after Skypiea, which I'll play another little video. Someone kind of explaining the foreshadowing a little bit better and I'll kind of comment on that. I think before we hear the video, I think Oda planned on... ending One Piece after this arc of Skypiea. Because when you watch something and you read it, or you're reading something and you're watching something, it can feel like things can wrap up right there. Like, if they ended it right there, we would be satisfied. It'd be a great story. You didn't need to keep going. But then, you know, like, you want to keep creating stories, but now we're fucking 20 years after this arc, or 15 years after this arc, and now it's like, okay, we got to start going back to that. But in Oda, as a creator, as an author... He's really good at foreshadowing. So I'll play this little video, kind of someone breaking down why Skypiea was so important. And if you are watching One Piece and you're not at Skypiea yet, pay attention. And if you are caught up and you really want to, like, understand where I think the story is going to go and they're going to go back to and where Luffy's sun god kind of came from, go ahead and watch this. So I'll play this video.
Skypiea has so much influence on the story, it's crazy. It was the earliest introduction to observation haki. A lot of people think that the Gon Mary comes alive for the first time in Enies Lobby, but it was actually Skypiea when it came alive to fix its own mass. Chopper's fight with Getsu was either inspiration or foreshadowing for Gear 2nd. He used a dial that enhanced the speed of the user and left them smoking afterward. Jet punch, peep the stance. Look familiar? There's also slight foreshadowing for Zoro, I don't pray to Kami. Zoro later gets the Sword of the Underworld and gives himself the title of King of Hell, which kind of ties into him fighting Mihawk, since Mihawk carries something that looks like a cross and he kind of looks like a priest, but I don't know. And then obviously you got the Sun God stuff. We later figure out that Luffy is the Sun God, and the first time people even recognize him as a god is in his Gear 4th form. And his Gear 4th form looks like Enel's, except for Luffy's holding up 4 fingers and Enel's holding up 5. The fake god holding up 5 fingers could symbolize Luffy being a god in Gear 5th. And notice how before Luffy stops Enel's attack, the people are praying for their gods to protect, and Luffy says, "Let the sun shine." And then they're quite literally being a pony glyph. I don't know. Scott, he has so much influence on the story, it's crazy.
First of all, that was a iconic underscore Mav. Make sure to follow him on TikTok if you are deep into One Piece TikTok like I am. So what he was basically saying is that there's like, even with just, not even just like the sun god foreshadowing, you know, Luffy basically saying, "Let there be sun." They're praying to the sun god there. The pawning glyphs is huge, which I'll break down in another episode. You basically have, you know, different, like, getting ready to, like, set up things, like the way they were doing their attacks, and like, hey, that's foreshadowing what Gear 2nd's gonna look like, which in Luffy's, like, in the terms of, like, Super Saiyan 6, Super Saiyan 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, or Super Saiyan 1, 2, 3, and then Gear 2, Gear 3, Gear 4. Like I said, so much foreshadowing in it with, like, even Zoro, and the one big foreshadowing is because we didn't get what Haki is. Remember, like I said, Haki is this, coated armor on you. They were foreshadowing like Haki on there. Now, they were also saying that could be a plot hole, too, because Oda, these characters later on in the story had Haki. It's like, hey, when they're fighting Luffy in these earlier series, why didn't they use their Haki? That's a plot hole that you will have to accept, just not be answered. Like I said, go back, watch Skypiea. That's the one last thing that I want to leave with everybody. Go watch Skypiea. It's great. If I'm going to leave you with one thing, go back and watch Skypiea, because there's a lot of stuff that's foreshadowing back into chapter 148, and then these, like I said, newer anime episodes coming out. This was an entire One Piece episode today, and I'm really happy about it, because I love One Piece. I can't talk to anyone else about it except for Rose, and I don't get to see Rose a lot. So I have to talk to myself about it and watch TikToks and just be like, oh, damn, I fucking agree with you. But like I said, we will always do this on one episode. And like I said, if you don't know what this song is, every time that I'm like coming on here and I'm screaming at the top of my lungs, giving you inspirational fucking talks about it, this is Binx's Brew from One Piece. When they celebrate, they listen to this song, and it's just, I fucking love this song so much. And I love One Piece. I am a One Piece ride or die until the day I die. I will watch it. Do I think it's too long? Hell yeah. Am I excited for it to end? Fuck no, I'm not. I'm excited to see what the One Piece is, but I don't want it to end, because like all the stuff I just said right now, the foreshadowing, the bringing back all these things together, like we got to answer plot holes, and then when he does answer plot holes, when the show does, it's like, damn, dog, that was pretty fucking good. Like, you got me good on that one. And if you're ever like, if you ever like write anything, you write stories, do that. Foreshadow shit. You mean like, you know, I'm going to plan this. Plan to write something that's going to fucking last 30 years. And you're like, we'll eventually explain it. I don't know. Go out there, write a story. See if you can do it like Oda. Thank you for letting me rant about One Piece for fucking 25 minutes. You guys are all awesome. Like I said, I see you guys watching episodes. I'm going to be putting out episodes every fucking week now. If it's just me or it's the boys, we'll get together. We do start filming. We're going to film next week. I'm very, very fucking excited. And like I said, thank you guys for listening. I'll still watching new animes. I'll probably be talking about them next week. We will see y'all next time.